Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many times the Bible said, hold fast your confession? Confession. Hold fast your confidence. Hold on to your faith. Why would he tell us this? Because there's all these things in this life to tempt you, to sway you. And if you get to looking at it, and you get to thinking about it, and you get to meditating on it, it'll get you off of the Word and off of the faith, and you'll begin to waver and vacillate. And you're on today, and you're not on tomorrow, and it does not work. Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. You won't receive. Why? It went on to say, what's the next verse say? A double-minded man or woman is what?
Unstable
in all their ways. What kind of minded?
Double-minded
or two-minded. Some literal translations bring out two-minded. How many minds can you have?
One.
To be successful, how many minds can you have? It must be only one. Only one. Now, this same word that's translated here, waver, is the word in Mark 11:23. Same word that says, whoever will say to the mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt. That's the same word, exactly the same Greek word that's here translated waver in James. You could say it like that. If you'll say to the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and don't waver. Don't waver. You'll have what you say. Well, what if you waver? I think it's going to happen. I don't know. Yeah, it's going to happen. Man, I just don't know. See, you're of two opinions. You're of two minds. You're vacillating. You're wavering. Doesn't work. Another place, the same word is used. Same word in a positive way. The Bible said Abraham staggered not. How you like that now? That's exactly the same word as translated waver here and is translated doubt over in Mark 11:23. Abraham staggered not at the promises of God, but he was fully persuaded. Oh, glory to God. Fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform. And so he wasn't getting up one day and, yeah, we're going to have a son. And the next day, I think we're too old. It was every day. I'm Abraham, father of many nations. Right? Child's on the way. Right? Didn't waver. He didn't waver. He didn't vacillate. He didn't stagger. Now, here's some revelation the Lord gave me some years ago on this. Believe to get it now. This will change your life if you put it in your spirit and begin to act on it. As to why people waver. What is actually going on when people waver? Go with me to Matthew 14 and you'll see a very good example of wavering. Matthew 14. Everybody said out loud while you're going over there, I'm not a waverer.
I'm not a doubter.
Matthew 14, in the latter part of the chapter, Jesus came walking on the sea, and the disciples saw him in verse 26, and they cried out. Jesus said, be of good cheer, it's me. Glory to God. Be not afraid. Peter said, verse 28, if it's you, call me to come. He said, come on. And Peter got out of the ship, and rested his feet on the H2O. And walked on the water to go to Jesus. How many understand what he was thinking about at this time? He wasn't thinking about what they were going to have for supper. He wasn't thinking about the molecular qualities of water. He wasn't thinking about the shifting of the water from the wind. He wasn't thinking about anything except he had his eyes on Jesus. He was looking to the author and the finisher of his faith. Where did his faith come from for him to get out of this boat and do this miracle? It came from the one he's looking at who told him to come. And there was power in that word come that would enable him to do what the word said do. And as long as he kept his eyes on the master, and as long as he kept his mind on that word, he's doing the impossible. He's experiencing the miraculous. But then something happened that changed that, didn't it? Verse 30. But when he saw the wind. Well, now there's something else involved. Not just looking at Jesus. We're trying to look at two things now. Come on, are y'all awake? Are y'all with me this morning? Man, this is important. Don't sit there and think, I've heard that story before. No, this is telling you and me how to overcome every day. You may not need to walk on the lake tomorrow, but you're going to need to walk over some circumstances. You're going to need to walk over some stuff. You'll either walk over it or you'll drown in it. And for the victorious child of God, we can overcome every time. We can walk on it every time. But you will not do it by trying to look at everything. We live in a society that prides itself on its complexity and on its ability to multitask. Oh yeah, I can watch three computer screens at the same time, and I can work my PDA and talk on the phone and drive. While I eat my hamburger. I got a flash for you. You ain't that good. There's nobody that good. Nobody. Some say, well, yeah, but there's difference, Brother Keith, between men and women. Listen to me. Nobody can give theirself completely to two things. Nobody. Information you devote to one thing is taken from another. For everybody. There's nobody that can completely focus on two and three and five things. Nobody. Nobody. And the problem comes in when walking by faith is when people try to do that. They're going to, you know, I'm a very intelligent individual, so I'm able to take all of the possibilities and all of the information into consideration. And so I'm able to look at this and this and this and this and this and this and this, all the options simultaneously. No, you're going to be a confused, wavering individual. You got to make a choice about which one to pay attention to. And what do you do with the rest of it? You ignore the rest of it. You refuse to look at the rest of it. You refuse to think about or talk about the rest of it. You got to make a choice. This is what we look at. And the rest of it, we don't. There's a lot of stuff you do not need to consider. There's a lot of stuff you do not need to talk about or think about. Well, I have to look at all the options. No, you do not. You need to hear from God. And what you've heard from God, that should be it. Nothing else to look at. Right? I had people try to talk to me. You know, when we were coming up here, we didn't intend, as you know, originally, we didn't know it was God's plan for us to pastor. But the Lord began to deal with us about Branson. And it's not like I'd always thought Branson was the place that we thought we'd always wanted to go. I mean, we'd never thought about it. It's a wonderful place. We like it. It's home now. But I just mean it had never been a place that we had aspired to go. And when we begin to get it in our heart, Branson, and this went on for months, something about Branson. So we begin to come and we just ride around and look and pray. I thought, God, what is it? What? What is it about Branson? You want us to send an offering to Branson? You want us to come have a meeting in Branson? I mean, see, we hadn't got it at all at that point. But then when we did begin to see about the church and about those things, I had other people come to me and say, well, now, Brother Keith, you know, why don't you go over here? There's more people. Or why don't you go over there? This city, you know, is more financially affluent. There's a lot more your population. But you know how big Branson is? Your population base. You know, you got to think. I mean, if all the population of Branson showed up, what is that, 6,000? I understand what I'm talking about. It's not like a huge city. But you know, I never got confused about which city we should go to. I did not spend one afternoon thinking, well, should I go to Atlanta or should I go to Detroit or should I go to Dallas? Not 1 hour. Why? Because the Lord didn't say anything to me about Dallas or Atlanta or Detroit. Did you hear me?
Yes.
He said Branson.
Yes.
So Branson is the place for me.
Yes.
Are you with me now? But I did not have to go through any confusion. Why? Because I got this when I was 16 years old. The Lord dropped it in my heart. And I decided, if I can learn how to hear from God, I've got it made. I got that in my heart when I was 16. I thought, if I can learn how to hear from God, I got it made. Somebody said, what do you mean you got it made? Because I've already decided that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. If I can hear from Him, then all the discussion and the debate and the confusion is over. I shouldn't be wrestling and going, well, now here's what God said do. But you know, do I want to do that? Because I could also do this. Or I could do this. Or I could do this. Which one do I want to do? Listen now. People are going through indecision because they are not committed to do the Word of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Wavering, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804E. That's R804E, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.
Faith of God who gives me